Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Radiate the joy of the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to everyone. The Lord is very near. We have far too many church members who look like they have just lost their last friend. They not only have sour expressions on their faces, they have sour personalities to match. Paul repeatedly urges his readers to rejoice. The word he uses for rejoice is the Greek word spelled C-H-A-I-R-O. It is pronounced Kairo, and it means to be joyous and happy. That means looking like you are happy. If you have the joy of Jesus in your heart, you need to let your face know about it and show it. For those who have never placed their trust in Jesus Christ as Lord of their life, there is little or nothing to be happy about. The things of this earth grow dimmer and dimmer as life slips away. As true believers who have passed from death to eternal life by confessing we are sinners and accepting the blood of Jesus to pay the price for our sin, we are able to rejoice. The things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.